Let's go talk to the TV voice of the Tigers for Fox Sports Detroit, Matt Shepard. He is standing by the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. How you doing, Shep?
Good, Billy. How you been, man?
Man, I'm pumped up. It was so good to see from that Fox Sports broadcast, which, by the way, I thought you, Petrie, and Gibby, that was one of the best broadcasts. Maybe the access you had to the players and coaches. I for an inter-squad scrimmage a week ago, I thought that was the best Tigers broadcast I've ever seen just in terms of information. Fantastic.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, when the team, you know, helps us with that, I think, you know, it's something people want to hear from. You know, you want to hear from Spencer Turnbull. You want to hear from Al Avila and Ron Gardenhire and a guy like Spencer Torkelson. So, look, the insight from Gibby and Dan has always been top-notch. So looking forward to that all season long. Thanks, man.
Yeah, great chemistry.
Those guys.
Yeah, I thought the chemistry of Petrie, Gibby, and you was really strong. And just seeing live baseball, man, and watching some of the other MLB games, like last night watching a little bit of Twins and the Cubs, and it's just so good to have baseball back. And we get a doubleheader of games that count tonight with the Yankees and the Nats and the Giants and the Dodgers. Tigers opener tomorrow in Cincinnati at 6:10. Full 30-man roster released. Any surprises from Avila and Gardenhire when it comes to the Tigers roster?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say there were a few. I bet you there were some people who were surprised to see Kyle Funkhauser and Bo Burrows on it, Dariel Agrizal, and maybe John Shriver. I really thought Xiaoxing Zhang was really good. A little surprised that he wasn't on it, and I'm sure there are some who thought Nick Ramirez might be on it as well. But, you know, you're going to kind of scale that down to 28, then eventually to 26. And look, Bill, you know this. Daniel Norris is coming, so someone will have to be moved off those 16 pitcher spots. And I think Casey Mize, personally, I think Casey Mize will be up soon, and that would mean another move. So it's not the final one, but I think initially a little surprising. Burrows looked good at times. Didn't have a great last outing. Funkhauser's looked pretty good as well. Not overpowering, but both those guys, as you know, converted starters to now bullpen action and been pretty good. So it'll be interesting to see how Ron Gardenhire uses them.
Who's the breakout player from this group of 30? Not an established name, but a breakout player that you watched during workouts at summer camp in downtown Detroit that you think is set up to have a great 60-game run?
Well, I would let me just say, I don't know if there's a breakout player, Billy, but I can tell you C.J. Cron looked really good. Jamer Candelario looked a lot better than he did a year ago, and so did Kristen Stewart. Now, Kristen Stewart's average didn't show, but he was hitting the ball harder. He was hitting it the opposite way. He was taking extra bases. Candelario was doing the same thing. Bill, you and I have talked about this before. What's really important for this team? What I think is really important is that not just the established veterans. I'm talking about, you and I both know the young guys are coming, right? I mean, we've talked about all the young studs within the system. I think the guys who are there now already have a year or two under their belt. Jacoby Jones, Kristen Stewart, Jamer Candelario, Nico Goodrum. Those guys already have some time under their belt. They've got to raise their game to the next level, all right? It's like the huge show going from a couple of affiliates to 23 or 24, however many you have now. You've got to raise your game a little bit. And those guys, in order for them to stay, in order for them to fend off the really good players they're hunting for jobs, they're going to have to perform. So I don't know if there's a breakout player, but I expect Candelario and Kristen Stewart to fully embrace and understand that this is a vital season for their major league careers in Detroit, and they've got to play well, whether it be 60 games or however many they're out there.
Matt Shepard, TV voice of the Tigers, Fox Sports Detroit, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan, talking about the Tigers' 30-man roster, and also we'll get to their opener tomorrow night, Friday night, 6:10 against the Reds in Southern Ohio. If you looked at the rotation right now, the starters, in order, no matter what they're listed as, how would you rate 1 to 5 the Tigers' rotation?
putting the players in order or giving them a 1-5?
No, the players in order.
Oh, so Matthew Boyd, Spencer Turnbull, Ivan Nova, Michael Fulmer / Tyler Alexander, and then, you know, Daniel Norris when he joins the club, if indeed, depending on how his quote-unquote rehab, okay? We know he suffered from COVID, but he was throwing against the fence for a while. We know he stayed in shape because he's a workout fiend. But I'll tell you this, I expect Casey Mize to be up early in the season, and when he joins that group, he's gonna make that push for, you know, possibly number three in that pitching rotation.
Okay, so from 1-5, if those starters have a lead, 7th, 8th inning, it looks like Jimenez, okay, obviously the closer, Farmer the setup guy, the rest of the pen arms that made that 30-man Tigers roster, who do you like there in order out of the pen?
Yeah, that depends on the situation, right? I mean, Ronnie Garcia looked pretty darn good, a little bit better in summer camp than he did in spring training. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what they do with him and where they put him. I mean, he's a Rule 5 pickup from New York. Will he be in that spot? He's a former starter, so he can give you some length if need be. What are they going to do with Tyler Alexander? Is it going to be Michael Fulmer 3 innings and then Tyler Alexander? Are they going to try to work a 4-man rotation or a 5-man rotation? Will Daniel Norris originally start out of the bullpen? If you're looking, I don't know if you need a 6th inning guy. I think you need a 7th or an 8th and a 9th. So, you know, Farmer and Jimenez at the back end. Who's that 7th inning? If we're going to use that Kansas City Royals model, right, that had Wade Davis and Kelvin Herrera and Greg Holland, who's that other guy, that 7th inning that could give you the 1 inning, if you will? I think that's something that still is yet to be determined. I think they're kind of battling for that opportunity and who's going to give them that chance. I mean, that's kind of I think the reason Ron Gernhardt kept a guy like John Schreiber, for example, he gives you a different look, Billy. He gives you that funk, right? He gives you that submarine, that sidearm look that's going to keep you off balance a little bit. So I think a lot that 7th inning is really almost on a day-to-day basis for Ron Gardner and who he feels might best suit and fit the matchup.
Jimenez, and again, I know he looked good in the spring, and he looks in great shape, looking at what I watched at Tigers.com and your Fox Sports Detroit broadcast, but man, there's just something that I don't know if he's ready to step up and be that type of guy that can close out games all the time and take your team to the next level. Am I misreading that, or do you believe Jimenez has not quite all-star, but just that consistent arm to be the guy out of the bullpen to end games?
Yeah, I don't think you're misreading it. Look, I mean, I can't make people believe in a certain individual. It's what you're witnessing. You've watched enough baseball where I respect your opinion. Do you feel comfortable with him closing out games? And that's what you have to ask yourself. And I do, for the most part. I mean, do I think he's the second coming of Trevor Hoffman or Mariano Rivera? No. But I feel comfortable enough with him for right now. This is a business, especially that position, that requires you to constantly prove something to somebody. If you're not going to have him, I would ask people to search for another closer. Who's another closer? Is it Jose Cisneros, right? Is it a guy like Gregory Soto? I don't think so, although he gives you a nice left arm out of the bullpen. Is it David McKay? No. Is it Brian Garcia, who was really good at the University of Miami, but he's a couple years removed from Tommy John surgery? So he's what you have. He's what you're going to have to deal with. He went 9-for-10, I believe, a year ago in save opportunities. He doesn't necessarily blow people away. So it's not always the most conventional. He doesn't have that one pitch that makes everybody go, oh, watch out for this guy, right? But he's earned the opportunity, I think. You know, 2018, he had 23 holds. You know, that was 5th in the American League. So you trade Shane Green, he comes in, he makes you 9 saves. He had 82 strikeouts to 23 walks. That's a pretty good ratio. He gave up probably too many homers for you and I to like, but I mean, there's really not enough right now for this team. And if he does really well, who knows, another team may be interested in him, and you might be able to get something for him. I'm not sure, but if they don't, then you've got a guy who's still a decent part of his career that, you know, starts as your closer the following season. But it doesn't really matter. I've worked with Todd, you know, Todd's the only time leading team leader in Tigers history, right? I think he's 30 in American history for baseball history. He wasn't comfortable. I grew up Mike, but see, all these people probably not. You know, but he's maybe one of the comfortable. How many guys have you, in your Tigers loving lifetime, been comfortable with closing out games? Willie Hernandez?
Who, yeah.
Cy Young, yeah.
John Hiller, Cy Hernandez, Young. Right? You know, you had to go really old school for that answer.
Right, right. And yet, and yet, like I said, people uncomfortable with Todd Jones and Mike Henneman and the like. It's just, it's a tough spot, man. There's people who aren't sold on Craig Kimbrell anymore, and look at how many saves he's got.
Well, I know.
I get it. Yeah, that's the way.
Yeah, Valverde, you loved him, and then everybody piled on. I remember when I used to call Jason Grilly Jason Propane Grilly. Then he turns out to be a great closer. You remember that? I think with Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, right. I mean, he was an all-star.
Right.
I don't know if I'd call him great, but he had a great year.
Yeah, he had like a great year where he was an all-star. And, you know, speaking of bullpen arms, quietly last year, the setup guy for the Tigers, and even off the radar with all the excitement with the new young guys in summer camp, Buck Farmer had great numbers last year, and nobody's talked about him.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, because it's a setup guy, right? I mean, how many people are watching the offensive line in football? How many guys are really watching the catcher all that much in baseball? You're watching him. He's one of those guys because he's a setup guy. I don't know how many people truly appreciate what he does. You know, good mid-90s fastball. He's got a lead changeup. He's got that slider curve hybrid or so. And a guy who last year, I mean, 73 games, that's a lot of games to appear in. You know, that's a ton. So, and he's a homegrown guy, right? I mean, it's a fifth-round pick. So I root for a guy like this. I think he's got a really good perspective. They avoid arbitration with him, signing a one-year deal with about $1 million in January. That's probably pretty darn good for a guy like that. And he's learned a lot. He's learned a lot from Verlander and Scherzer and Price. And guys who he's been around, and Shane Green in the bullpen and stuff like that. And he wants the ball. I mean, I remember in spring training, he told Rick Anderson, I want to pitch 80 games. And Rick Anderson goes, that's not happening. I said, Rick, you 73 last year. Well, what's seven more, you know? So I think he is underrated, and I think he's undervalued. But I know in that clubhouse he's not.
Matt Shepard, TV voice of the Tigers for Fox Sports Detroit. Tigers opener Friday night, 6:10, as we'll take on the Reds down in Cincinnati. Now, with COVID-19 and all the distancing, are you doing the away games from the Fox Sports Detroit studios?
We are. Our folks have built us a separate studio. It's phenomenal. It's about as good as it's going to get. I've seen a lot of other places that have studios and small monitors, and you could tell it was almost thrown together. Our people at Fox Sports Detroit have been planning for this for months, and they've got a separate studio for us from where John Keating and Dan Petrie will be, a separate studio that gives us access to a ton of screens and a ton of different looks. And I could not have asked for a better setup considering the conditions.
Before I let you go, our huge question of the day: when the 60-game regular season is done, win total for the Tigers?
That's tough because I think you're going to see some injuries. You're going to see some guys come up, and they're going to have to play through some things. I don't think they're going to use a lot of players huge. Last year they used 22. If 15 guys play 60 games or more, they used 22 players. With 60 games, I mean, C.J. Cron's going to play 60 games, right? Jonathan Scope's probably going to play 60 games. I mean, that's just the way it is when it's a short stint like this. What did you and I figure? 33, 34 would either win a division or get you in a playoff spot, right?
Yeah, I think CBSSports.com, Vegas, I think Sportsline projected 35, I think, for the Twins to win the Central. I'm not sold on them, but it said 35 for the Twins. I think 19
they're pretty good.
And a half for the Tigers, around 20.
19 and a half, yeah. I would go over on the 19.5. I could see them winning, you know, again, I'm not into predictions, but I mean, 25, 27, somewhere around
that's
there.
That's where I'm at. I'm at the 25 to 30 range. And, you know, if some arms, like you said, stay healthy, and, you know, Turnbull could really be dominated in the way he's looking. And Fulmer comes back, pitched well last night. So we'll see. And then some young, you know, Crone, you know, could hit, you know, 20 homers in 60 games. Who knows? I like this roster. A lot of people,
well,
when
that's
I
don't know if anybody's going to do that.
20 and 60. You're right. That would be 60 home run. Oh, that'd be like 50. That's too much. Probably 15.
Well, if you hit if you hit 11, it's what, 30. Right.
Right, that's what I mean. You're looking at stats now, Shep, and you got to downgrade them because you're thinking baseball on opening day in 162 games, and it's only 60.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but he drove in a career-high number of runs last year for Minnesota. He drove in 78 runs. Now, if he gave you, you know, 11 or 12 homers and gave you 40 RBIs, I mean, you'd be fired up for something like that, right? I mean, he's going to help you a lot in the middle of that lineup. I'm excited to watch him play. I think he's a really good player. I thought it was a really good signing. I would not have had a problem if they had signed him for more than a one-year deal. Him and Austin Romine are probably the two guys they signed a free agent. I'm really fired up about it. I think they both are difference makers.
Yeah, you got to watch now. Yeah, because
for different reasons.
And now almost it's like you're looking at win total for what would be a, you know, a 19-18 win season, which normally is spread out over 162. Are you talking like 7, 8, 9 wins is an unbelievable season right now, right?
Right. You mean upgrade from a year ago?
Yeah, upgrade. I'm saying, so yeah, if you get 12 starts for the sake of this argument, right, and based on they're playing a lot of back-to-back games, you know, if you get 12 starts and you're 8-4, that's unbelievable, right?
Yeah, you're in the Cy Young conference.
Are they doing the awards for the 60 games for Cy Young MVP? That's one thing that hasn't been discussed. I haven't heard anybody. Are they going to do the normal awards?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, I haven't heard that.
Basketball is going to do it, right? Basketball.
They have to. 60 games, you're still going to do an MVP, a batting champ. You're going to do a Rookie of the Year, both leagues, right?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's playing the same amount of games, so what difference does it make?
I agree, 100%. But no one's talked about that. We enter ground that has not been touched right now with that.
Right.
All right, Shep.
They're still talking about how many teams are going to make the postseason, Billy.
But they got to have it done by the first pitch tonight, right? Was that what I heard?
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought there was some leniency there, but I could be wrong.
No, I thought it was by the first game played. Maybe it's by the end of the first. Whatever it was, I thought it was something to do with this first game tonight with the Yankees and the Nats. Because then the Yankees would lose. They'll go, hey, we got to add a playoff team.
Right.
We got beat by Scherzer. We had Cole on the mound. You got to add 14 more playoff teams. We're 0-1. Okay.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We're panicking already after one game. Shep, I'll be watching you on TV tomorrow night. I'll be watching both games tonight. Good to have baseball back. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, Matt Shepard joining us, TV voice of the Tigers.